You are Locked On Angels, your daily podcast on the Los Angeles Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, your 2018 Angels. Welcome to Locked On Angels.
Keep it locked.
Locked on.
We're locked on, sir.
Locked on Angels.
What up, Angel fans? My name is Lucas Sardo, your host of Locked On Angels today. I'm just Lucas Sardo because the nickname is gone. But welcome to your daily Angels update here on Locked On Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. In regards to that nickname, people are throwing out the Pujols name a lot. That might be in the future for a nickname. That being said, welcome back for our weekly podcast now. Because that's what we're going to go to. We don't have anything really going on with the Angels until these playoffs. All these four teams just duking it out. Who cares about the playoffs, right? The 2018 playoffs are so overrated. Why do we even care about them? Like, it's cooler if you didn't make it. It's way cooler if you win the 2019 World Series. Am I right? So that's all we honestly care about. Anyway, while we have to wait for that, and while we wait for this offseason and the winter meetings and all that, we're going to go to once a week, like I've mentioned before. Just wanted to let you guys know. So, today, I'm going to start a little series of podcasts, weekly podcasts, where I'm going to invite on some of your favorite Angel Twitter personalities, kind of get a little recap of last year, what they thought, maybe a little foreshadowing into the future. So, today, we sat down with a guy that you've heard a lot of on this podcast, Stu Matthews. So he's the first in our little segment of interviews that we're going to do. I'm going to reach out to some other people, try to get them on this podcast so you can hear their voice. Not only read their words, but hear their voices. That'd be kind of great, right? So let's throw it over to Stu right now after these messages. All right, Halo fans, as we do, we are welcoming back Stu Matthews to the program, columnist over at Halo's Heaven. Stu, how you doing today?
Hey, Lucas. How's it going? Sun's shining. Can't complain, man.
Can't complain at all. We're headed into our offseason. I mean, we got our feet kicked up. We don't have to worry about our bullpen on the TV. We're watching some baseball and stuff like that. I mean, it's kind of nice, right, not having to worry about that stuff.
I guess. I mean, I'm still busy writing, you know, off-season stuff, so it never really stops for me. But kind of a bummer not have a baseball game to watch today.
Yeah. Really weird how the schedule kind of turned out like that. But do you think these NLCS and the ALCS, I think they're going to be exciting matchups, stylistically, for both teams at least.
Who's your pick?
The Astros. So I got the Astros in the AL. I want the Brewers to win in the NL. I'll say that foremost, but I think the Dodgers lineup is just tough to get around with the Brewers pitching. So I think it's tough. It's like your classic offense versus defense matchup there.
I don't know. I want the Astros. I think it's going to be the Red Sox, and I want the Brewers, but I think it's probably going to be the Dodgers. But we'll see. We can trade and see how we did after this next week or whatever.
Yeah, without a doubt. But we brought you on because we're going to kind of recap the 2018 season for the Angels in general. So,
we have to?
Yeah, because, you know, as we watch these other teams, we're reminiscing on our good times, right, and the bad times, and maybe the times that we were just proud to be an Angels fan. So that's what we brought to the table today, is a good moment, a bad moment, and a moment that said, I'm proud to be an Angels fan. Right, Stu?
Yeah, I think I could do that. I could pull that off. I mean, you know, yeah, I might need a bottle of whiskey, but anyway, I'll try it.
As much of this season needed, we might need a bottle of whiskey. But
it's too early in the morning.
Never too early for a good glass of whiskey, my friend. But I'm going to get into my good moment to start out. And
you go.
I'm going to say it. My good moment from the season was Mike Socha's farewell press conference. I just have to do it. And I'm not doing it to keep the Socha cynic mentality and everything like that. Hear me out here. I think this whole situation was a good moment for the entire team. On the surface, in his interview, he talked about all the old Angel greats that he coached. He took us down memory lane, how they affected his personal life, helped him become a better coach. It was an awesome press conference made me really appreciate what Mike Scioscia has gone through as the Angels manager and really showing us that he's taken this team through those glory days of the Angels. And I was really able to realize, hey, you know what? I was able to grow up through that era. And that's pretty cool to say. But also, to see the kind of class that the Angels had dealing with this situation, I think was amazing for this organization. When the news got broken by Ken Rosenthal at the beginning of August, I mean, the Angels didn't go into the go confirm it. They didn't do anything to say, yeah, we're showing them the door, enjoy the rest of the season. Instead, they ride it out, as much as I didn't like that, and they give him his farewell weekend at the Big A with the bobblehead and, you know, the facts that are all around the stadium and all the other things that culminated with the press conference. I thought that was a class act for the organization, and it's not going to be in the news or anything about how they handled it, but I personally appreciated it from the organization. I think it's a good moment now also because we can move on, right? We can move on. We get that culture change that I think this team ultimately needs, and the glory days are now behind us, but we get this next iteration of the team that I think is going to be absolutely amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I have to say it's definitely time for change. And I mean, yeah, if you want to look at that as a good moment, it is. And all the moments that he had as manager were good. You know, I mean, the first World Series championship, and the Angels had nothing before then. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, I mean, you still have this crop of players that are existent in the team. Kind of like when Scioscia took over for Terry Collins, the core group of that brought the first World Championship were there. So, yeah, you've got a core that can be expanded and improved upon. So, yeah, I see it as a good moment.
Yeah, and I think, like I said, just moving forward, I think we were getting – it was like that old T-shirt that you wear out every single time you go out, and it's just kind of getting a little dingy, and it's getting a little – you know, it's seen its better days. And so I think we need to go out and buy a new T-shirt now.
Yeah, fine. I'm with you.
So what was your good moment from this season?
Well, mine's similar, kind of a ray of hope thing. But again, it's going to extend into next year. And I'm just going to go with Shohei Ohtani. I mean, I just haven't seen anything like a phenomena, a mania that like that since, you know, it was 1986 when Wally Joyner came into Anaheim, and it was Wally World, and there was chants. It was Wally, 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 and the stadium was packed, and it was just shaken to the ground, you know. Mm-hmm. And it was a similar deal with Ohtani this year. And guess what? We get to have him in 2019, 2020, and so on. So I think he was a great moment for the franchise and positive one, because Angels weren't supposed to get that guy, and Epler somehow pulled it off. Yeah. I mean, everyone thought he was going to Cashman was going to get him. You know, the Yankees were definitely going to get him. Dodgers were definitely going to get him. Nope. Epler got him. Mm-hmm. And boy, he ended up getting one of the American League's brightest young stars.
Oh, without a doubt. The rookie of the year. Come on.
That's right. Well, he's got my vote, but I don't have a vote in the LA chapter. I've been trying to petition my buddies in the New York chapter, and Ben Lindbergh doesn't have a vote this year. I know.
We'll get him in there. I think he'll still win. It's funny that you bring up Wally Joyner. One of my first ever memories of being at Angel Stadium, I was with my dad, and Wally Joyner was on the team. So this had to have been way later in his career, I will say that. Maybe 96, 97, maybe even 98. I was very, very young. And I remember my dad like being like, yeah, you see that guy, Wally Joyner? Like, great baseball player. Like, look at all his mannerisms. Like, you know, kind of telling me like copy that guy. And it's funny kind of like hearing his name again and all these memories come back of like when I'm a young kid and my dad telling me about Wally Joyner. Because that was my dad's Mike Trout, essentially, like you said, the Wally chants and stuff like that. So that's really funny.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny as well. You know, like they're similar, like Ohtani and Wally Joyner, both 24 years old. Nobody really knew what to expect. Wally Joyner wasn't supposed to be this conquering hero. He was 24. He was clean cut. Didn't look like he ever had seen a razor, let alone needed to shave. You know, similar to Ohtani, you know, just humble, polite, quiet, goes about his business and starts hitting bombs. And it was just amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great.
I don't want to, you know, ruin the moment that we had there with these good moments, but I think we should transition over to the bad moments.
Right.
And there were more bad moments than good moments, I would say. Obviously, You had the pitching problems all year. You had, you know, Cole Calhoun had his struggles. You could literally just pick something around the Angels organization. It's probably a bad moment. But my biggest, baddest moment from this season was the way that Rob Manfred came out during the All-Star break and talked about Mike Trout, saying that he could be a little bit more marketable with Major League Baseball. And I did not like that one bit. I mean, this guy is an absolute star in Major League Baseball. Without a doubt, the best player in baseball. And you're going to come out and say these negative things about it. Like, first and foremost, if you want him to be a better marketer, don't give him bad publicity. And say he's not a good marketable person. You know, that just doesn't make sense.
That's for sure. The Angels were swift to deal with that as well. PR, yeah,
just launched into me. And that's that's one thing I wanted to tap on was I love the way that the Angels fans, and baseball fans in general rallied around Mike on a nightly basis for it seemed like 2 weeks after those comments were made, pointing out every single spot where he'd been great and market that and like all those things that you see on Twitter. I thought it was great how like the baseball community rallied around Mike Trout in that time where it was like it seemed like the only people that were against Mike in that situation was Major League Baseball. And it was a weird situation. I don't know what was going through their head, but I think it's behind us. And now Mike can continue being Mike.
Yeah, being great, you know. I don't know. He's having maybe his best season ever. You know, he's got on-base percentage, his best OBP ever, 460, which is just ridiculous.
Unreal.
OPS of 1.088, which is just unreal. And he only played 140 games. And the commissioner thinks that he needs to go market himself better than doing that. You know, I mean, he had a 10.2 WAR this year.
Yeah.
And he's had two seasons of 10.5, I think, before that. But that's amazing when you consider he went through a death in the family. All the things he went through. He had an amazing season. He markets himself on the field. I don't know what the commissioner was doing. I don't know what he was smoking.
Exactly. I like that comment you made, that he markets himself on the field. And that's not something that a guy like Bryce Harper necessarily does well when he's charging the mound, throwing helmets at people. You know, Mike Trout, he's all class when he's out there on the baseball field. And that's when you're going to see him more. You're not going to, like, the commercials that Bryce Harper's in, yeah, you know what, they're funny. That's great. But it's scripted. That's not him. Okay? I want to see Mike in his element, and that's what he does best.
I agree. You know, I like Harper. I mean, but him and Trout are two different guys.
Exactly.
And they're, yeah, you got to sell them different ways. Sell them different ways.
Yeah, and with this whole thing, I hope moving forward, I think it has, you know, kind of lit a fire under this team's butt going into next season, where it's like, hey, you know what? The storyline every year behind this Angels team is we can't get Mike Trout into the playoffs. Even the commissioner doesn't even know like that Mike Trout is this great guy. So let's give him an opportunity to be on the national stage. Let's get to the postseason. Let's do this finally.
That's right. We got to do it.
All right. What's your bad moment?
Well, it's more of a sequence of bad moments, really. And I'm just going to go back on the injuries. You know I'm going to.
Yeah.
And I just remember it starting off so promising. Everybody was coming out of Tempe. Team's ready. Everyone's healthy. You got a full slate of pitchers. Everybody's ready. Position players are all healthy, and the offense looks solid for once. And then, boom, you know, there goes J.C. Ramirez, the first of the many, many pitchers on the DL. You know, he was a starting pitcher in 2017, you know, in 110 games. He'd been a reliever, and he comes back, and then he only makes two starts, needs TJ.
Yeah.
And then who else? Okay, then Andrelton Simmons falls down the dugout stairs, you know, in the same game as Andrew Heaney throws a shutout. And it was just like, okay, so then Zach Cozart comes in and has to replace him at short, and then he busts his shoulder, and then Ohtani gets shut down in June with, you know, when the UCL flared up again.
Yep.
And he I don't know how many games he missed, 48 or something like that. And as we know now, Ohtani could have hit that whole time.
Yeah.
But Pujols was still around, and the Angels were hesitant to let him hit. Now, in September, he showed he could have. And how many games were lost during that? You know, even Trout got hurt. And then, of course, every other pitcher got hurt. I think when the season ended, there were 10 pitchers on the DL. And so the Angels associate was trotting out guys like Oliver Drake and Anderson DeSpina and Deck McGuire. And it's just like, you know, starting that day, the Angels got no chance to win. So it's just injuries, you know, in general. And I hope they can avoid that in 2019.
Yeah, I completely agree. I haven't looked this up. I need to go look this up. But I have a feeling that Tyler Skaggs had more trips to the DL than he had wins this season. Because that guy, I swear, he'd throw a game, go to the DL. And then he'd come back, throw maybe two games, go to the DL. Like, that guy was just bouncing back and forth. Like, couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it. Like, stay healthy, Tyler. Come on, man.
Yeah, like Eduardo Paredes, you know, I think I think he was riding a shuttle. I think he rode the shuttle from Salt Lake to Anaheim. I think it was 10 times. It was ridiculous. It was just ridiculous. You know, these injuries.
The other guys, like Jake Lamb threw a game, a couple of games for us, I think. Like, there was just so many like weird names.
John Lamb. The dude who looks like, you know, the guitarist for, I don't know, Black Sabbath.
Yeah.
So he goes out there and he needs TJ. So, oh man, it was everybody. Can't believe you brought up Lamb. I'd forgotten about him.
Yeah, there's so many guys that were making these kind of like spot starts all year long. And granted, that's not going to be a play. That's not going to make you a playoff team. Like, that's atrocious. And what I like is Billy Epler addressed that recently, and he said, you know what, we're changing everything that we're doing health wise. We're figuring out this problem because it's happened too many years in a row, and we're not letting it happen again. I can't wait for this next season. We're so many months away, so many days away, but I'm already just so excited.
Well, me too. And you know he's got a framework. Epler does. He knew that Socha was going to be gone, so his blueprint is already laid, and we'll just wait to see how it unfurls. You know, it's going to be a fun off season, I think.
Yeah, without a doubt. All right, let's transition to something. These are heartwarming moments for me. I love looking back on the season and thinking, what was the moment that made me proud to be an Angels fan? And I will tell you, it is this moment for me, myself. It's about Shohei Ohtani. And I'm sorry that we continuously bring him up, but it has to be about
him. You can't.
Exactly. And you guys might think this is dumb, but my good moment, my heartwarming moment from this season was his start against the Boston Red Sox. And you're probably going to think it's dumb because if you remember, Shohei got absolutely tattooed around the ballpark that night. He pitched two innings and gave up three earned. It was like a leadoff home run to Mookie Betts. Like, he just did not look good over his two innings that he pitched. But here's the thing. The atmosphere inside that stadium that night, I was at the game, and the atmosphere inside that stadium was different than it has been in the last four seasons. It was a playoff atmosphere for a regular season game in the middle of April. It showed me that people around this organization want to see Shohei Ohtani. There was that sea of red again that we hadn't seen since, you know, the mid-2000s, right? It had been a long time since I had seen the parking lot at Angel Stadium that full. I was walking up to the stadium after getting out of my car, and I remember thinking, wow, I haven't seen this many cars here in a really long time. Maybe since like a Monster Jam, honestly. The stadium was sold out for a regular season game where Shohei Ohtani was starting pitching, and that was only his third start with the team. Shohei brings that to this organization. I'd talk to friends, I'd talk to random people, and the talk was always about Shohei Ohtani. I hear people say, I really want to take my kid to go see him pitch and see him hit. Mike Trout had become an afterthought for people, right?
In a way, yeah.
It was insane. It made me proud to be an Angel fan because people in Anaheim, they wanted to be a part of this team again. It wasn't about that LA team anymore who just went to the World Series. We brought in one guy, and it changed a whole culture around this fan base. It made me excited to be an Angel fan. It made me proud to be an Angel fan.
Yeah, I agree. I had a similar moment to when the first time I saw him at the Big A. I'd see him in spring training, but that was a totally different story. And then, you know, he opened the season on the road up in Oakland, and then he comes back, and it was in April. I can't remember the day exactly, but it was the day that he went. It was his first start at home. Yeah. And he had already hit home runs in three straight games. And one of those was against Corey Kluber, yeah. You know, and then he goes for his first start at the Big A, and he gets 19 guys out in a row before he even gave up a single, you know, and it was a soft single.
Yeah.
And so he was rookie of the month, and it was a similar scene that you described. Parking lot full, everybody wearing red, everybody chanting his name, Japanese people everywhere. There's kanji in the porta potties, you know, you know, there's like, oh man, it was just awesome. Everybody's taking selfies. Everyone's trying to get a picture of themselves with Shohei on deck and, yeah. Or, you know, going out to warm up. It was amazing. It was a mania. It was phenomenal. And everyone was so excited. And yeah, I mean, it made me proud to be part of the fan base and proud to be somebody who covers the team and actually just really quite glad to have been a witness to something that I believe is going to be a part of history in, you know, Angels history.
Yeah, I completely agree. And the other thing that was cool is, like, even towards the end of the season, people still wanted to go see Shohei when we were at our lowest. I mean, there were still the signs everywhere that the fans were still coming out to the game. And granted, they're not sellouts anymore, but, I mean, I think they were still pulling probably 20,000 for a team that's, what, 12, 15 games out of a playoff spot? Like, that's pretty ridiculous for most fan bases. But Shohei, Mike Trout, these guys, they bring that to the team. And those fans that are in the stadium with me when the team is, you know, 5 games below .500 and 20 games out of a wild card spot, those are the guys I want with me next year when we're making a playoff run. Because if you weren't rooting for Joe Hudson and Audrey Sammer Despaigne this year, I don't want you rooting for the team next year with Patrick Corbin and Jacob DeGrom. Put that on record right now.
Hey, you get me DeGrom, man. Go ahead. You know, I wouldn't mind seeing that guy. I think the fans will come out to see him. But, you know, yeah, Joe Hudson, too. Okay, we'll see him if you got DeGrom. I'll be all right. I'll be down with that. That's funny. I can't believe you mentioned Joe Hudson and DeGrom in the same sentence. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
I don't think that'll ever happen again.
I appreciated the fan support all season long in a losing year. That's all it is. And Joe Hudson was the guy that, like, that was the tipping point for me. And once he got called up, I was like, okay, yep, that's the season that we had. Joe Hudson, cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's like an alias that you'd use at the name at the airport, you know, if you didn't want to give your real name. What's your name? Oh, Joe Hudson.
Exactly. Yeah. You know what would be... What would be fun? I don't know if you remember. It was like right when MLB Network first like came on TV, but they had a show that was called Prime 9, I think it was. Oh, no. Maybe it was something else, but essentially it was two guys head-to-head, and they would give them a category, and they would have to try to name back and forth as many players as they could until the one guy couldn't, and then that person would be eliminated. And it was like bracket style, so like testing your baseball knowledge. A great category would be like players that played for the Angels this season. Because like Joe Hudson would be a sick, sick answer.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you pull that one out, that's like, I don't know, the $10 or $1,000 question, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, exactly. Jeopardy, it's like, you know. Yeah.
Well, you know what? Did you have anything else for us today, Stu?
Not really. I mean, I think we got it. The Angels played great D again. You know, I mean, Anderson yeah. Simmons is the anchor of that defense. And, you know, they turned the most double plays in all of baseball. That was the one stat that the Angels led all of baseball in.
Yeah, and spin zone. That's because we had a lot of guys on first base because of the walks and hit by pitches. So
well, that's true.
Don't forget about that. but they could get a ground ball when they needed it. That's what matters, right?
Yeah. I got a trivia question for you if you want it.
Let's do it. I love the trivia.
It just sprung to mind based on all the injuries that we were talking about earlier. Let's see if you can name the guy who has performed all these Tommy John surgeries for the Angels over at the Curlin Job Clinic. This doctor, this orthopedic surgeon, he knows more Angels than anybody. Name that doctor.
Yeah, I definitely do not know his name. I know I've seen it a million times, but I know as soon as you asked it, I was like, yep, I see his face, don't know his name.
Yeah. All right. It's Dr. Neil Elatrache.
There it is. There it is.
Which kind of sounds like Dr. Neil, I'll attach it.
Yes. And that's yeah, great. That's it's great that he's doing our Tommy John surgeries for us.
Yeah, he's kind of got his occupation in his name.
Yeah, exactly. It was meant to be for him. All right, well, yeah. Stu, let's wrap up here. It was great having you on again. We'll have you on, of course, all throughout the offseason once free agency starts, once these playoff teams, once these last four teams kind of mop it up and get out of our way, we can, you know, get our Angel stuff going, right?
That sounds good, man. Thanks for having me on again.
No problem. And head over to Halo's Heaven, because, Stu, you're going to have a column coming out pretty soon, right?
That's right. Probably today. Yeah, so Halo's Heaven.com.
Head over. Check it out. We can't wait. Stu, as always, pleasure having you.
Thanks a lot, Lucas. Peace out. Have a good day.
You too. Well, another great interview with Stu, as always. You've heard him a lot on here. I think the feedback's been great from Stu. So his articles, his columns on Halo's Heaven are great. Also, go give them a listen, or give him a read, rather. You can try to listen to him. Might be a little tough, but you can. But I just love I've said it before, how he grew up in a different era. He's covered the team in a different era than what I grew up in, and kind of where we meet in the middle. It's great. It's great. I love it. Other notes on the Angels, though. Arizona Fall League has started, so some of our big prospects are over there, but all anybody really seems to care about is Vlad Guerrero Jr. Great, have fun, whatever. But yeah, moving forward, we'll stick to once a week. We'll see who we can get in here next week. I guess we'll continue watching playoff baseball because there's nothing really else to watch on TV. But yeah, shoot us a text. Also, let me know on Twitter what your good, your bad, and your proud moments were from this Angels season. I think it's a fun, interesting one to go over. So let me know what you guys think. But that's all we got for today. I can't talk, but you know what? What's new? I'm Lucas Sardo. You can find me at LucasSardo13 on Twitter. You can also go to our Twitter page at Locked On Angels for all the updates regarding the show. And hit up our website, LockedOnAngels.com. If you have any other questions or comments or concerns, shoot us an email at LockedOnAngels@gmail.com. That's all I got for you guys today. I'm not going to say go Halos because we're not playing for anything right now. I'm not going to root for anybody today. I'm just going to say adios.